I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta-8 THC products. Delta-8 is a federally legal version of THC. It is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3Chi.com, the number 3CHI.com. To shop for Delta-8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stockade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
I just say that there's three things that are 100% fact here, man. One, red Gatorade is the best. Two, a Philly cheesesteak needs peppers in it and some mushrooms, or you're a fucking goof. Well, maybe not mushrooms, but peppers. And number three, learn how to use some chopsticks, guys. Get your shit together. You're gonna be the only dopey at the nice restaurant, the Chinese spot, maybe a little P.F. Chang's, that can't do it, and you look like a fucking goof. I don't care if you have an IQ of 250. If you can't use some chopsticks at the dinner table that I'm sitting at you with, to me, I'm going to lean over and call you a dumb fuck, at least later after the dinner.
I don't know why you go to an Asian restaurant and not use the chopsticks. Isn't that part of the experience? I mean, are you going to go to an Italian restaurant and not order pasta?
Hello? I mean, what do you do? Not use a fork?
We're going to order a cheeseburger?
Hey, I got a cheeseburger. Eat it with a fork? And if you eat a cheeseburger with a fork, oh my God. You deserve to get smacked in the face, kid.
I don't know why the Asian restaurants even put up with it. Like, I think if I owned a hibachi and you came in and you asked for a fork, I think I would slam down the cleaver.
Oh,
you get out. And I would fucking, you get out. And I would fucking order them out.
You'd actually be a Korean.
That's at my Korean barbecue restaurant.
Yeah. By the way, Korean barbecue, so dope. I gotta go back to the one in New York. Gotta go take my lady on a date night, I think, soon over there. Except now I don't have a fucking high rise no more to get busy in.
I'm
gonna have to get a hotel or get busy in an alley, and I'm pretty sure that part two ain't gonna fly.
Oh, but think about, I mean, the story, mm-hmm. the excitement. She might really dig, like, trying to get it on in an alley. You know what I mean? Some girls are about the spontaneity like that. Can you imagine?
A good alley pounding never hurt nobody's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A good old-fashioned alley pounding, bro. You don't even take your pants all the way off. You leave your shoes on. Pants just below the knees there. And a little leg pile.
My lady,
you see those? Go ahead.
My lady just sent me a picture of a trail of dog shit that's 100% liquid. It runs. I don't know if you can see it or not.
Wow. A whole trail. That's wow. That's nice. That's almost like someone spilled a fucking pudding. Pudding had been left out.
It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah. It looks like I used to get the glasses splatter painted as a kid at the swap meet. That was the big deal.
Yeah.
That's what that looks like, but only a brown splatter.
I mean, it's kind of artistic in a way. The way
maybe it was a shootout with a fucking brown paintball gun.
Mm-hmm. It kind of, like, if you really squint your eyes, you can kind of see, like, maybe it's a brontosaurus. See, here's the tail.
I'm seeing the Big Dipper.
The body, and then the head.
Not Little Dipper. I see the Little Dipper.
Mm. Yeah.
By the way, do you think all the other constellations bow down to the Big and Little Dipper? Just from, listen, now, are there other more probably thugged out constellations that form shit? Yeah. But when it comes to constellations and it comes to space and it comes to marketing, the Little and the Big Dipper, you see, you can't even handle it. You know I'm telling the truth.
I just choked my coffee. I don't even know any other constellation. There's the guy with the arrow.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he's called with the bow and arrow.
You know, there are others. I don't know. I mean, I know that whatever
there's the juggler. It's the guy juggling tennis balls. That's up there. I'm trying to think of some of the other more famous ones other than the Big Dipper. There's Orion's vagina.
Okay.
It just kind of looks like the vagina of a god. I'm trying to think of some others.
Orion, that's one.
Yeah. They shortened it. It used to be Orion's vagina, and then everything got real PC back in the medieval days.
But they get out of control, because obviously I know that they do it, you know, according to the zodiac signs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, buddy, I don't see Aquarius up there. I see a square with a fucking arm on the left, a little line. Now, I do get it. I mean, yeah, you can put it together, but.
Was Aquarius a constellation?
Yeah, that's what all the your signs are and shit, bro.
Our signs are constellations?
Yeah. Aquarius. I know our Aries. There's other extra ones in there.
I didn't know that at all. So there's a Gemini star constellation?
I'll get to it. I'm pretty sure. Gemini, yes. Number 7, Latin for twins, bro. Are you a Gemini?
I'm a Gemini. I didn't know those were based on constellations, though.
Those are the Gemini represents the twins Castor and Pollux.
I knew that. I didn't know that there was a star constellation. I thought it was just some made up bullshit.
No, it's up there. It's all real, bro. It's best viewed in. It's also best viewed in February.
Really?
Yours looks like a cock, kind of just coming out of the sky. To be honest,
it's two cocks.
Well, twin cocks.
Twin cocks. Yeah.
That could be a good restaurant for women. We have Twin Peaks. Why don't we have Twin Cocks? And it's
why
just
not?
Like two chickens. It's like the playoff of Hooters.
Just dudes in kilts with giant bulges in the front.
Just walking around banana socks on.
Oh, they already have tilted kilt, though. That could be the male version of tilted kilt.
The tilted cock.
And then have a
drunk ass chicken on this logo.
Yeah. We have the tilted cock and then twin cocks. Maybe we just dress twin cocks and just dress up like gladiators.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure some city's going to have a little bit of trouble in the hiring process.
Yeah.
Leo, Orion, Scorpius, that's me, that's your boy.
Scorpius?
I'm a scorpion. It's Latin. Scorpius is Latin for scorpion.
I like, man, if I was, that should be the name of some kind of monster villain. Like back, like medieval, like Scorpius should have been a character on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's
like half scorpion,
one.
Half man. Scorpius, and then but also he was like in the Matrix, and he was trying to find the one.
Yeah.
Instead of Morpheus, it's Scorpius, and he's half because he's half scorpion. But otherwise, it's the same Lawrence Fishburne character.
See, Orion once boasted that he could kill all the animals of the earth. Then he encountered the scorpion. After a long, fierce fight, Orion was defeated. And it was such a hard-fought battle that it caught the eye of Zeus, and the scorpion was raised to the night sky for all eternity, if you wanted to know.
Oh, that's right. That's how they all got up there. The gods fucking froze them up there.
The Taurus.
The car. I can see that one a lot.
I'm pretty sure that's
a Clear Nights.
The car?
Yeah, it's a Ford Taurus.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's a four-door model here.
Mm-hmm.
It was when they went to the newer body style where the front matched the back, that angle to the hood, to the trunk.
Yep.
So, again, I mean, you want to know where things come from, we're telling you where it comes from. It's right. Hello?
We're teaching you about astrology and religious history.
I was always a big astrology guy. Women like it more than men. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's because women see the positives in it. You know, they're like, "Oh, I'm standoffish. I'm a little bit, but I work hard and I'm very passionate and I show a lot of compassion." Mm-hmm. Men were like, "Oh, look, it says I hold grudges and I'm a piece of shit. Awesome."
They're also looking for a deeper meaning to life than we are.
Yeah, they need that meaning, huh?
We just wake up and we're like, "Ah, it's just the way things are." And they're always like, "No, it has some kind of meaning." Because right now, this is how I feel because this is the way the planets are aligned.
Hello.
And I'm like, no, you're just on your period. That's what it is.
You're a Taurus. I'm a Scorpio. Hello. We're going to fight a lot. Obviously, the Scorpion beat Orion back in the day to take over the night. And then that's why Zeus put me in the fucking eternal skies.
Jesus. Why don't you study? Why don't you read a book? Like, did they get the name books?
Also, did they get the name Jesus? Did they just swoop it from? Did they hack it from Zeus, and just throw a couple letters in there, make it Jesus?
Jesus. It was originally Jesus.
Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
They added the G. They added the G, and then the J, and then they dropped Israel, the Zeus.
Israel's really hot, so. Mm. When in hot climates, people talk faster and they shorten words, just like people in the South do here. Uh-huh. So originally it was Jesus, but then, you know, it was hot out and people were just like, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is hot out here.
The first person to ever say the name was because they were complaining about how hot it was.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't know that, man. People need to figure it out quick, bro.
It was, and also when Mary was like giving birth, she was like, Jesus!
That was the second
one. And then, and Joseph was like, boom, let's do it.
That's his name.
What a great name.
Jesus. And I'll tell you what, again, it just shows to go to show you. We don't. Now, listen, if you're religious, I get it. You know, we all need a little something to back, you know, a little backbone there, something to lean on. But do I really feel like we know about everybody, what they all look like and what they can do? I don't really think so.
I mean,
I don't think the guy left behind a book with his whole game plan.
You know, back in the day, gods, when they bred with humans, they just came down here and fucking let it out. Like Zeus came down and fucked a chick, had a baby. His name Hercules. He had super strength. You know what I mean? But he didn't hide it, cloak it in mystery or whatever, like our God did, you know, mm-hmm. he came down. He was like, he videotaped it. It was out. I mean, it was a black big on the black market. God's porn was huge back in the Roman Empire days.
It was a good little thing, and then they you know, then they nixed it. The Republicans came in and canceled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's just how it works, bro. I believe in the Illuminati. I don't know how. Listen, I would believe in the Illuminati before I'd believe in the actual Bible stories from the Bible. Now, do I feel like the stories from the Bible are positive? Yes. They're teaching lessons? Yes. Is it an instructional manual for life? Yes. Do I really think that we knew what the fuck happened? And then this guy just left us a book from the afterlife? No. Now, on the other hand, what was I saying?
Illuminati.
Illuminati. Now, that's real. Now, if you don't think that the first people that were rich and powerful to slide in, you know, the first cavemen that had the nicest cave, and then, you know, it moved on from there, right?
Mm-hmm. They had their own private little club.
Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't, if you
and
don't
they would
think,
take that private little club and they would smack women over the head with it and have sex with them. That's what happened back in the caveman days.
And no one knew where they were going. But as you add families and children and families and children and more money and more money and more money, of course there's going to be a quadrillionaire group of people we don't know about that have been working on this for fucking 800 years, dude.
Yeah, I mean, why would you think otherwise? I mean, it's just stupid.
It's real.
It is real.
I got a good conspiracy yesterday I liked.
What's that?
That the Haitian president was assassinated by the U.S. or whatever.
I thought everybody knew that.
No, I just got in on that. I just figured it out. Like, he was very, for whatever reason, baffling scientists. Haiti has just not had to really deal with too much coronavirus. They have some plant root down there that they all swear by, and that they eat up, and they haven't had any problems really, like with COVID. And he wasn't planning on getting the vaccine, and he even said it: "We don't need it." And next thing you know, he died. And then they said, "We'll be giving it away to everybody in Haiti."
We've been trying to assassinate that dude for a long time, though. That's what happened to David Ortiz. Crossfire, got in line of fire.
Because of that, they were going to kill him, and they got David Ortiz instead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's news. That's news to me. I didn't realize he was in a crossfire of assassination of the president.
Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to pin it on this whole COVID thing, but it's like, we've been trying to take out that dude for a long time. I don't know why. I don't know where the beef came from originally.
I think he's like a very inhumane human. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think he's died. I, from what I understand, a quick little read over, I remember some of him had killed a lot of people.
I mean, he's starving these people for sure. We send aid over there. He steals it for him. He and his military, you know, it's a whole mess. It's a whole mess. We need to take that dude. But I don't know why we're fucking around and not doing it with drones.
I know. We need to do more drones. By the way, again, huge thank you to everybody on Patreon who came out to the house for the party. Yep. We had a good ass time.
We did. Also, right. If I'm assassinating people with drones, which I'm a big fan of, we should only assassinate with drones. Uh-huh. I'm going to do it up close and personal, even though, because a drone makes it impersonal, but I'm going to turn it into personal. So all I'm going to do is put a sharp spear on the nose of the drone, and I'm going to drive it down and just drive it right into you.
Oh, I like
that. Stab you with it.
Very medieval of you.
Yeah, it's a mixture of modern and medieval. I call it Mod-Evil.
Mod-Evil. That's a nice little term you got there.
Thanks.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a little sliver only. A little bit of this three cheese iced Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, they're so good, dude. The Fruity Pebbles one blew my mind.
They're so good. Now, if you can't tell on my face, if you don't have video, I have a big ass mark on my face. And that's from when I dove into the cleaning aspect of the next morning because we knew we were having breakfast. Dougie called me up, Natasha, and they said, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" I said, "Operation cleanup here." And they go, "All right, we'll come help and we'll bring a bunch of food." And that's how we made the brisket hash browns with the eggs.
So you almost burnt your face off with the oil. That was the grease from the brisket, right?
Yeah, it hit my chin, too, under my hair and on my fucking side of my face up here, which I think you can see that, too. Huh?
Yeah, I think you should immortalize this injury because it's a really cool-looking scar. I mean, it looks like you just got out of like a sword fight with somebody and you got nicked. So I think you should immortalize it and maybe get it somehow, incorporate it into a gift for your mom to show you in your most badass version of yourself.
I'd love to do that.
You can do it with Paint Your Life.
Dude, that's what I was just thinking about doing.
It's the best gift, dude. Let me tell you. I got this for my sister. I got my sister a picture because I had a picture with her and all her kids. And I was like, I didn't know what to get her. So I'm like, let me try this, right? So Paint Your Life, dude, it is like literally the best gift. So if you go to paintyourlife.com, all you have to do is upload this picture. Say it's you and your kid, or it's you and your parents, or it's a picture of your parents when they were younger, whatever in the hell you want to do. You can customize it in any way you want. And it's like super affordable. If you were to go get this kind of artwork done for any of these people in your life that we're talking about, I guarantee you're going to pay 4 or 5 times what you're getting here. These are legit artists, and the work is incredible. You get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo that you want, and it's literally, I'm not kidding you, at a very affordable price.
I mean, you want little Timmy hitting his first home run? Get it painted. Fuck a picture, boom, dude. You could choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. And that's nice. You know what I mean? It's a wonderfully friendly platform that lets you order custom-made hand-painted portraits in less than 5 minutes, guys. Quick and easy. Hand-painted portraits in about 3 weeks. That's a steal.
And send any picture you want. You think about, if you just go through your phone right now, you have some amazing photos on your phone, some amazing moments from your life captured. Why not immortalize it and have it painted in your choice of either charcoal or oil, watercolor, any of the mediums that you want, and virtually any size that you want. I'm going to find the right picture. Probably I'll find a funny picture, and I'm going to get it made at a size that fits over the mantle of my fireplace.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
Because I ordered a mirror the second time from Home Depot, and it was cracked both times. So now, screw it. No more mirrors from Home Depot. I'm going to get a huge painting from paintyourlife.com and put it on there. Maybe it's an old picture of me playing baseball.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a nice old school one.
Maybe it's one of my old jiu-jitsu photos where I'm all sweaty and choking
the dude out. I'm going to get the one where I knocked the dude out. I'm standing over him like Ali.
Boom, send it. So you go to paintyourlife.com, and trust me, there's no risk at all. If you don't love the final painting, your money is completely refunded. It's guaranteed. It's a guarantee that you're going to love it. And right now, you get 20% off your painting. That's right. You get 20% off and free shipping. And to get this special offer, all you do is text. Mm-hmm. You got to text the word guns, G-U-N-S, to 64,000.
That's 64,000, guys.
Text guns to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter the most.
Stop being an average-ass gifter. Step your gift game up. This is the move, okay? Paintyourlife.com. It's a great idea. It's an extra special touch. And if you text guns to 64,000 right now, you're going to get 20% off. And here's the deal. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms, guys.
Read it. Accept it. Get guns. Your painting.
Text it. Guns to 64,000.
All right.
Showtime. That's a real gift, Todd.
It's a real gift, dude. I mean, if people go through, they're going to be hooked. They start scrolling through there and looking at the fun shit you can do and the fucking incredible paintings you can get from this place. This is one you guys are going to use. And then payyourlife.com is going to be like, oh, thank you guys so much. You know what? No, thank you, because you did it. The product sells itself.
All we do have is amazing listeners, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't make them do it. They just see real value. We just got on value.com magazine. We were rated the number one fan base of people who recognize said word.
Absolutely. It's time for a game.
Oh, you want to play a game?
I want to play a game. I call this game Questions for Sean.
Okay.
Let me say it again. Questions for Sean.
That's all a really right. Nice intro.
Hang on. I'm going to say it again.
He's going to say it again, guys.
Questions for Sean.
Bullhorn, full effect.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is an easy game. It's just a series of random questions that I jotted down here. And you can elaborate on any of the answers in any way you want. All right. Question number one. If you had two children, a boy and a girl, what would you name each of them?
Okay. I wouldn't go Sean. I definitely wouldn't do that.
Because Sean could go both ways. Could be a girl or a boy.
And also, Sean's go both ways also after too many cocktails late in their 30s.
Good reason to celebrate it.
I don't know. I always liked, for a girl, oh, man. I don't know. This is a tough one. There's so many. Like, let's say this is like a question that like people think about for months.
I know, but let's say you just found out, like, oh, you didn't know, and your lady's like, hey, Sean, okay. I'm pregnant, and I'm giving birth right now. You get this much time to think of the name because you don't want that baby to be born nameless. Because
I was like Alex. Alex always hits hard. You know, Alex is usually pretty cool.
Is it short for Alexandria?
No, that's for the boy.
Oh, the boy, Alex. Okay.
Good girl name, though, is Alex.
Yeah.
The girl, I'm going to go with probably something Mexican. You know, maybe I'll go with I'll hit it with Veronica. Fuck it.
That's very Mexican. That's one of the most popular Mexican
you can call him Vero for short. Everybody go, hey, Vero.
Vero.
Yeah, Vero.
I like it.
I'm going Alex and Veronica. Fuck
okay,
it.
Alex and Veronica. That's awesome. Welcome to the world, Alex and Veronica Latham. Now next, what profession would you choose for your son, Alex? If you like any dream job, any profession that your son, Alex Latham, could get into, like, what would you pick for him?
I'd probably pick for my son. I'm going to go with a small business owner, and I want him to own a bar.
Oh, nice.
But then it would blow up into an empire.
Nice.
That's what I would want. I maybe own a bar, something like that, a little dive bar on a beach somewhere.
Oh,
in Mexico.
The perfect life.
On the menu, they have a lobster for it says fresh caught. And then you think that, oh, this is one of those words, but they actually go out into the boat right then and there and get it and come back.
Oh, I love it. What was that? Did something just fall?
Yeah.
It was like a giant bug. If you were in Australia, I would think it was one of those giant spiders. Something just fell across the screen. All right. What profession would you choose for your daughter, Veronica, or Vero, when she's working waitressing at your son Alex's bar in Mexico?
Well, she'll, you know, part-time in the summer, she goes to school.
Okay.
But I think most likely some sort of entrepreneurial thing on where she can work from her laptop and then be anywhere she wants to be.
Like some kind of
you could be a coder,
designer,
just something that she can work off her computer and be free to go as she pleases.
Maybe she runs e-commerce for some giant conglomerate.
And I'm gonna be honest, I'm starting to have a little bit of feeling like I'm starting to feel like a real dad here now that I have Veronica and Alex in my life. This is kind of a fun game. My son, we're thinking about going to his bar this summer.
Right. I mean, these are responsible decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could be blessed with one superpower, what superpower would you choose?
Damn. I mean, you got to go with strength, right? Or flying. I mean, there's no in between on those. You got to go. I'm going to go flying.
I can fly.
I want to fly, man. I want to get. I don't want to go to airports no more. I just want to jam out and be there, you know?
Oh, so it's just travel based, just to make travel.
It also helps if you're in danger. You can make moves if you can fly.
Yeah.
You know, you can get away, you can do things, you can make moves, you can be quiet, you can be anywhere at any time. You know, like strength is awesome, but there's more of a, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here, just a more of a sexiness to flying.
Well, the Falcon, the guy that helps Captain America, what's his name? Falcon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Falcon.
He doesn't have super strength or anything.
Hawkeye. I don't know. Is it Hawkeye?
No, Hawkeye's the bow and arrow guy. Okay. I think it's something.
I think it's Falcon.
I think it's Birdman. But he flies, and he has no special powers otherwise.
See? And
now,
that
it's
cool
a suit that makes him fly, but let's say you really can fly. Uh-huh. Would you want wings, or do you just want the ability to fly like how Superman can fly? It just happens.
I might go wings just for the pictures and stuff.
Mm.
But if I move slower with the wings, then I'm going to go no wings. If I could still pick up nice speeds and get a good altitudes and make moves, I'm going to go with the wings.
Do you think if you have wings that your lady is going to want you to play an angel in every church Christmas pageant every year?
I don't know about the church Christmas pageant, but for Halloween, I'm definitely going to be making moves.
Yeah.
She's really going to want me to go all out in Halloween for the other kids in the family.
She's going to want you to be Michael. From the John Travolta movie, which would be a cool ass fucking Halloween.
Yes, it
costume.
Would.
You wear the overcoat, and then when you get upset, you flex them.
I'll be like a bald eagle, you know. Like I'd have that kind of aggression as a person in flight, or a pterodactyl type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you fuck with people? Like, would you fly around and then, like an eagle, just nosedive? And then pick off like a sandwich out of somebody's hand.
Yeah.
Something.
100%. I'm making moves for any kind of nugget, fries, burritos, empanadas, anything you don't need a napkin, you can just grab and go. Hot pockets would never be safe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm diving down and I'm coming in hot for some hot pockets. I'll get the whole box, bro, with the microwave, all that.
All right. So, given that your superpower is winged flight, what would your superhero name be?
Ooh. Damn, these are tough. I can fly. I have a lazy eye. Flying high eye.
I fly guy?
Maybe I'm just a wingsuit, like a wingman, a wing.
Winger. But then people might say, think you're saying wiener.
Yeah, pretty close to wiener. I think my name is going to be B.A. Baracus.
Oh, I like it.
I'm just going to go ahead with the A-team action.
Bring it back. Old school. All right. Would you want to be DC or Marvel?
Marvel, not even close.
If anybody says DC, I mean, come on. Yeah. Really? You guys, have you seen the movies?
I know. I got to get to that new one they got out. My lady and my family are all way into it. Like, one day, I think over a week period, I watched all the Marvel movies in order.
Mm-hmm. Black Widow, is that it?
Yeah, that's the new one that's out.
That's a hot ass character, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's a badass.
I haven't looked yet. I just heard someone talking about it somewhere, about how awesome they were into it, they were feeling it.
Yeah, everybody says it's great. All right, so great choices for that. Here's one. This is a more serious one. Favorite joke you've ever written that just never worked on stage like you thought it should have? Ooh,
I have a handful of these. I had a joke. I had a joke that never could really climb the mountain, but it was about athletes who go into the end zone. They celebrate God and they point at God and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one that said, well, what if, I'm waiting for that first Satan worshiper to go to the NFL. And then I went down and I went down on one knee and I did the horns behind my head. I would do horns and I would point down at God. I mean, I would point down at the devil. That's my guy. You know, like I'd point down at the ground. That one, I could never really get her up off the ground. I have some other ones too that are tip of my tongue but that's the one that I remember the most. I mean, I would get some laughs. It started to hit, but it never really got over that hump.
Yeah. I used to have one that I was just so proud of. The first time I did it, it fucking destroyed. But I could never recapture, I don't know, the energy I couldn't recreate the wording the right way or what. It just never would work after that. But I loved the joke so much. And it was all about how, like, men take advantage of everything. Like, and we try to use it as a position of power over women. And that's how the Salem witch trials came to be. It was just a way for dudes to have power over women. Like John would go up to Mary and be like, Mary, I don't know if you have anything to do this Saturday, but if you wouldn't mind, maybe we could take a carriage ride to the meadow and have a picnic. And she was like, oh, apologies, John, but I have plans this Saturday. And he's like, oh, yeah, because you're probably going to be out in the woods practicing your witchcraft. And she's like, oh, shh. So, and I was like, and it went on forever. It was a really long bit, but I could never get it to work after that first time. And I know the premise is solid because that's definitely some dude shit that came up with that.
Yeah.
All right. Star Trek question. Captain Kirk or Captain Picard?
Kirk all day because I didn't know much, but I knew everybody knows Captain Kirk, homie.
Yeah. Fuck Picard.
I don't know. Whoever. Fuck Picard, bro.
If you can only have one pizza topping on your pizza for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Tough call between sausage and pepperoni here.
It's got to be a meat, right? If anybody says
meat, unless you're a vegetarian or whatever, yeah, fucking bell pepper. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna have to keep it old school and just keep it pepperoni.
Good call.
You can't go wrong with the pepperoni. I mean, it's made for pepperoni for pizzas.
I mean, it's literally made for pepperoni pizzas. Pizza's not the same without pepperoni to me on it. Like, I can eat other pizzas, they're fine, but they're never as good as if you also threw pepperoni on there.
I know. Some days I see people order a pizza and I go, what are we doing here, man?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this, dude?
I mean, I get it. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm going to get the chicken bacon ranch pizza or whatever. All right. Sometimes I like a piece or two of that, but it's not comparable to the OG just pepperoni pizza, pepperoni sausage pizza.
Just give me this pepperoni and let me get them red hot flakes, bro.
Just quit fucking around.
Some pepper flakes and that's a wrap, dude.
Mm.
I mean, I will say this though. As a kid, there was a place called Pizza Inn in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
They had chocolate chip pizza and it was fucking unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Dessert pizza. I'll definitely do a dessert pizza all day.
I don't know what the hell they put on it. But that shit was delicious, my man.
I love the cinnamon one with the cream cheese icing they drizzle across it.
Yeah.
Like you get a Papa John's or whatever. Oh, it's so good.
You ever get into the edible aspect of sexual activity? Like, you ever, like, put chocolate on your chick or anything like that, lick it off her nipples, that type of shit, whipped cream?
Not on purpose.
No, on accident?
Yeah, I've had two on accident before. Like, it was just, we were, so, I was having sex in the backseat of my car, and I was
classing it up.
Obviously younger then, right? Didn't have a pad to go bang it out at. Mm-hmm. And used to, you had the Hershey syrup in a can. You could get it in a can. You pop it with a can opener on both sides, and you pour it out that way. And then there was a little plastic lid that would go over there. Mm-hmm. And I had chocolate Hershey syrup in the can with the little plastic lid on it in my car.
Barrel, chicken barrel.
And we went at it, and that spilled all over. Yeah, on boom. And then she forgot in her purse that she had a jar of peanut butter. And it had been in my car for a minute because it was hot out. It was summertime, and it kind of got melty, you know? So the peanut butter spilled on me. And then we were just looking at each other, and our bellies were touching, and there was this chocolate peanut butter mixture.
Nice. Sweat.
She was like, "You got your peanut butter in my chocolate." And I was like, "No, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter." And then, boom, Reese cups were born.
That's how they were fucking invented.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
People
forget that, dude. That is insane.
Okay, next question.
Sex cups, peanut butter Reese's sex cups.
If you had to choose one job, any job, not in show business, what would that job be?
I'd probably be like a I always enjoyed carpentry. I would have liked to have been a carpenter, like a master carpenter from early on.
Yeah.
Or I would have been like a instructor for like a whitewater rafting thing, like in a Puerto Rico or Hawaii.
Yeah, you're like a guide / instructor, and you just live out there and take little tour groups out. I'm going to show you the rapids.
Yeah, and quads, like those guys, we've gone out on quads where there's a guy leading us and shit. Mm. Like one of that type of stuff, you know, something like that. And maybe a wingsuit kind of guy.
Yeah. Like all things adventure. You take them on hiking, show them the trails. Next day, all right, everybody, you sign up for squirrel suit jumping. That starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And they all meet up, and you take them to the top of some peak. You do the squirrel jump thing. And you're like, all right, zip line's at 1 o'clock. And then, boom, make a whole freaking like 4-day weekend out of it.
Yeah. My goddamn dog is pissing me off right now, Todd. Go. She's just standing there staring at me. We went for a walk. She took two dumps, took three pisses.
It's in a mood.
That's why if you ever want to live with your lady, if you're ever thinking about that you're ready for commitment, just get a female dog, like a smaller one. Just to at least like just to start to identify with the female the female
psyche?
Whatever, as an entity. Mm-hmm. As a female entity. You know, there's that whole thing going, well, if you show too much attention, they don't want you. If you ignore them, they come at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then dealing with like the whatever's happening right now, after you think everything is good to go and they're just staring at you.
If you didn't want her around, she's there.
Yeah.
If you wanted her, like, oh, hey, come here, I'm ready to play. She'd be like, fuck you, dude. Fuck off. Time.
Yeah, I'm not playing it. I got a headache.
Tough female dogs do it.
But just, so we got any more questions. What else we got?
Yep. If you had to fight in a war, which of these people would you choose to be your foxhole buddy? Oh. Brad Pitt in Fury, Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds, Brad Pitt in Troy, or Brad Pitt in World War Z?
He was an absolute beast in Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-hmm.
What was the third one?
It's Brad Pitt in the movie Fury. He was the tank commander. Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds. Brad Pitt in Troy. Achilles! Or Brad Pitt in World War Z.
I'm going Troy. That's when they're the most ruthless.
I think you got to, man. You know what I mean? Because weapon technology is weapon technology for whatever period it is that your war happens. It's just all about the heart of the fighter. I mean, that dude, probably the baddest ass warrior to ever walk the planet. It's a true story, by the way.
Yeah. That horse was real.
Yes.
This little surprise attack that everybody was in it. What a bunch of dummies letting them in, by the way.
I know.
You guys in.
Who's there?
Oh, big ass horse.
Big ass wooden horse.
Big old rocking horse. But don't worry, there's nobody in it. It's just a gift from our people.
Yeah. Bro. Don't check the inside. Okay.
Yeah. What if it was also, just. But Brad Pitt and Fury was also awesome.
Oh, yeah. He was a badass for sure. Gave himself up for the lives of his team. Also, though, they would have lived if they just would have hightailed it out of there. And he's like, no, I got to protect the road. But you know what? He was thinking the lives of a few compared to the lives of the many.
Yep.
Not important. It's a war.
Again, just selfless Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Man. All right. Serious question here. Turkey leg or chicken leg?
It's chicken. It has to be. Now, turkey, obviously, it's larger, and you got that more of an experience because of, like, the, you know, maybe it's a medieval night type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But day to day, I mean, have you had a good chicken fucking lollipop, like a good chicken, you know, they get the skin off the bottom, and it's a nice dry bone, and just ate. Oh, it's, I mean, fried chicken. I mean, all the different ways of chicken. You got to go chicken.
I'm with you. I don't get turkey. Okay. Two-story house or single-story house with a basement?
I'll go single-story with a basement. Now, if we're close to an apocalypse, I might go second story because I need that extra height for as far as vision, you know, in a high ground against the enemy.
Mm, great.
But,
great point.
But I think the basement is just unbelievable.
You can't
and
beat
I'm
a basement.
Big basement guy.
It's the same temperature all year round.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It feels more manly. All right. Speaking of manly things, grenade launcher or RPG?
Oh, easiest one of the easiest questions so far. The RPG, kid.
Mm. It makes a cooler sound. And you can bring down helicopters.
You know that fucking that zip of the fire up in front? Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. And then you get to hear the enemy all go, RPG!
That's a, yep.
It's great. All right.
Yeah, I'm all about that RPG, kid.
Kickboxing or jiu-jitsu?
Man, that's such a tough one because I have the respect that I have for both art forms, but man, I have to revert to street fighting. And if I could be anybody in a street fight, I'd rather be a jiu-jitsu artist. Because most fights end up on the ground anyways because the fucking everybody slips and falls or you hit a curb or something.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I was watching some wonderful kickboxing this weekend on my phone. And I'll tell you what, when they mix in the elbows after a fucking roundhouse, God, it looks so beautiful, bro.
Oh, it does. And I think you have a better chance if you're a really talented kickboxer of landing movie deals.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not big on ground and pound in the movies.
Right. We just get a guy down, just wear him, totally ease just yourself into an arm bar.
Mm. Holy fuck, he just picked up the side control from the mount. Like, oh, wow, this is a real action-packed film. No, but yeah, you got to go kickbox. If I'm looking for any kind of movie stuff, I'm going to go kickboxing.
Yeah. All right.
I can put the hooks in for TV if I have to, you know?
Exactly. If you could have dinner and beers with any pro wrestler in history, who would it be?
Damn.
Any pro wrestler from day one to present day. Dinner, you're hanging out. Afterward, you're having beers. Probably at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm. Ultimate Warrior's up there. Because he was so like... intriguing. He didn't really talk much. He was just like, you didn't really know what the hell he had going on. And he was such an influence in my life. I loved him so much. Between him and Hulk Hogan, you know, Iron Sheik, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I might go with him or the Junkyard Dog even, dude. Like,
oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah, or George Animal Steel was awesome. Mr. Wonderful. There was so many good ones, but I think... Maybe based off of his Twitter, I might go Iron Sheik now.
Ooh.
But based off of just my old school self, I think I'm going to have to go Ultimate Warrior. It comes down between the Ultimate Warrior and the Junkyard Dog.
Mm.
And I'm going to go ahead and hit the Junkyard. I'm going to go ahead with the Ultimate Warrior. I want to know what the hell is going on in this guy's brain. He's such a maniac.
I love it. I'm probably going Roddy Piper, but that's mostly for who he became after wrestling. Because then you found out he was just a really cool fucking dude.
Yeah.
And he was great in movies.
Yeah, he was really awesome. And obviously, Hogan, too, before he went to the dark side and he was doing all that stuff with, like, Hollywood Hogan and all that,
mm-hmm.
that guy ran the fucking streets, but it wasn't even close. But, you know...
Stone Cold Steve Austin, if you're going to crush beers, yeah. I mean, obviously he's...
I didn't get The Rock still. Fuck. I mean, Rock took over my life in the late 90s because I gave up on wrestling. It was kid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, sorry.
Then it came back with all those dudes during the
Attitude Era.
The Attitude Era, Jesus.
Yeah, when they came back, bro, The Rock, I was like, this guy is absolutely fucking flames fuego here.
Yeah.
This guy is a beast. And I loved Sacramento. Like, you ever hear the Sacramento song? Oh. When the Lakers beat the Kings in July. Oh, man, dude. Talked about how Sacramento has fat women and shit, dude. It's so funny.
He might be the best of all time.
He's dead. No, nobody's a better talker than him, but there are, I mean, but you know, you got Ric Flair. Don't let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Ric Flair too, man. A fucking high flying jet ride.
Be a good time.
Man, those are good ones.
All right. Favorite cartoon character of all time. This could be movie cartoon. It can be Saturday morning, TV cartoon. It can be a cartoon from any medium whatsoever.
I'll tell you what kind of jumps out at me is Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, great one. I didn't even
think
about that.
Because they were so fucking awesome. Like, they showed, like, we fucking ran around for 5 years quoting and doing these stupid fucking guys' voices.
You got to be of a certain age to appreciate Beavis and Butthead, but like, definitely my age, and then you were like probably the younger generation of the OG Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Dude, they just took over your life. Every day at school, it was nothing. Like, girls hated all boys then in school because all we did was Beavis and Butthead impressions constantly.
Hey, Beavis. And then you'd call people Beavis, you know?
Uh-huh.
Fucking, you'd say, hey, just because Beavis and Butthead, like two dudes.
I need TV for my bunghole.
TV for my bunghole. It's like it's been 30 fucking years and I still can't get the shit out of my skull.
I know.
It's just so good, bro.
I think that's a great call. Of my lifetime, that's the cartoon characters that have had the most impact on me, for sure.
Yeah. Also, I have to say, I used to love Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah. That show was funny as shit.
Yeah, that show was really good. Hey, hey, bombs away.
baby.
Yeah, that was, and then, you know, who knew that years down the road that he would get off on a technicality? Goddamn legal system loopholes, bro.
Goddamn rich people attorneys.
Why aren't there no loopholes on parking tickets and shit?
Right? All right.
Bill Cosby can get off on 48 rape charges, and I got to fucking, no matter what, pay this $50?
There's no way I'm getting off. I would, like, how many innocent people are in prison? I mean, this is a guy who confessed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And still gets out because, man, if you got enough money and your attorney is way better than the other state attorney who's making just a fraction of a salary as your defense attorney, you're going to get out of jail.
Yeah. I mean, oh.
This is just more of like a just a get to know Sean travel, just everyday life question. Iron an ironing board or throw it in the dryer for 5 minutes?
It depends on the shirt because I'm a big iron guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. T-shirts, dryer all day. Mm. Button ups, shit like that. You got to get in there. You got to get, you know, each piece of fabric that's sewed to each other has to have its iron. So obviously, depending on the fabric or the shirt type, you know, it's a long sleeve button down with a collar, iron all day.
You got to, 'cause you got to get the collar crisp. Mm-hmm. You got to get in between the buttons nice and flat.
Yeah,
stiff.
And you're still not guaranteed on those materials. Those wrinkles will come out in the dryer. I've tried it a million times, believe me.
If it's a Hawaiian shirt or something, or like those bowling type, button ups, I'll throw that in the dryer.
Yep, I'll give it a couple of squirts with the Febreze, pop it in there. But overall, I'd have to definitely say iron, because I just, you can't be fucking around with wrinkles going out in a nice outfit, nice shirt, button up, tie or a vest or a jacket and have wrinkles. Like, you just, if I even pants, like if I see somebody with some super over fucking wrinkly pants, I'm like, did you pull those out of the wet other laundry, you pig?
I mean, it's so easy now to be wrinkle free. Like if I see you at the grocery store and your fucking shorts are all, I'm like, dude, if you had 3 minutes, you throw those in the dryer for 3 minutes, your whole outfit, you look fine.
And I can look at people telling me if they have the time. Like, you had the time,
homie. Yeah, you had the time.
You had the time.
If you're napping enough to wrinkle your shit like that before you had time.
You had time. You know, and if I see a guy in a suit that's all fucking up, I'm like, buddy, I don't know what you have, but you need to go home right now. Send this kid home, because I'm just a huge ironer. You can't really iron sport coats. You know, you gotta get the arms or whatever. You guys got to dry those out. You got to be a dry cleaner guy with the suit.
I know.
The shirt, though.
I will hang it and just steam them. So I get the iron close and just keep hitting the steam button. And it releases everything in the sport coat.
I have done that, though, in some hotels, and some brown shit comes out. I always hit some. I have now learned the hard way by fucking up a couple of shirts before a show started.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a couple of on the side,
yeah,
or above the ironing board without the shirt on it, so you can see.
Or put a wet damp washcloth in between.
Yeah, because what I find is probably that people have probably left water in it, and it's been a long ass time, and no one's used it again.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some reminiscences of some rust,
some mineral right deposits. Here.
Yeah, a little, and also use distilled water on your iron.
Yeah. Hot tub or pool? Can only choose one.
Pool.
Pool all day.
Pool all day. I mean, listen, there are times where the hot tub reigns supreme, but when we're talking at an all-time selection here, you got to go pool.
It's a shorter season. I get it. But listen, the time that you get to spend in that pool for that limited season still far outweighs the all-year use of a hot tub. You sit in a hot tub for like 10 minutes and you're done. You're like,
you can do the feet in with the feet out. You can do the makeout session, all that, and the floater.
Yeah.
I'll say that the best hot tub I get in is at my girl's family has a house in Vermont by a ski lodge. And there's on the first floor, in the basement, basically, the house is on a hill. The first floor, there's a sliding glass doors with a hot tub on the outside underneath the balcony. And going there when it's 12 degrees outside, and then you fucking put your robe on and you run out in the icy cold and you jump in there. It's nice.
Nice. I like it.
Anywhere in outdoor hot tub in snow.
Yeah. It's awesome. Any wintertime, I mean, they're hard to beat.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are more rapid fire, but alien invasion or zombie apocalypse?
Alien invasion all day. I want to go out and see some visuals, you know?
Like
let's go. I want to see the shit flying through the skies. Like, you know, the fucking zombie. Fuck the zombies, bro. I want to see some shit go down. I'm on the way out.
Right. That's like asking me if I want to have a slow, painful death or a quick, glorious death. I think I'll take quick and glorious. You know what I mean? Alien invasion. All right. So weapon of choice for an alien invasion. You only get one.
The laser gun.
Ooh, I like it.
We're going to have to hand them. We know they're there. They're a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and just get me my laser gun and let me go to work. I don't have time to be reloading clips, kid.
Mm-hmm. You're going to wait until Area 51 gets attacked and a wall gets breached by an alien mothership laser, and then you're going to run in and still, good move.
And then I'm just going to be like, pew, 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 pew.
That's a land speeder.
That's a fucking laser right there, bro.
Weapon of choice for zombie apocalypse, a little more primitive world.
Maybe I'll go with the ball with the spikes on the end of the chain of the stick.
Ooh, the mace?
Yeah, bro. Just pounding skulls, dude.
Dude, I never seen anybody use that on The Walking Dead. That's a fucking beautiful choice.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a little slow as far as rapid fire on hitting several people, but
I mean,
if you get a good one with a good fucking, with a good speed going, boom. There's a movie where it was a guy doing it, and then and someone runs up on him, and they catch that first head. What movie is that? It might be Gladiator.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He might have even been using a guy's head as the fucking thing, because he had He cut the dude's head off or some shit. I forgot. But yeah, that's always a good one for the medieval times. And also maybe just like a katana, Japanese samurai sword.
I love it. All right.
Because you're slicing and dicing zombies, you know?
If you have those two weapons, you're covered, dude.
Yeah, you're covered.
All right. If you can only have one food for a complete week, and you can cook that food in any variation or way you want, are you going with eggs or potatoes?
I'm going to have to go eggs. Only eggs? You can mix it with anything else?
I'll say you can mix it with any vegetables that you want.
How about rice, too?
The rice could be a good one.
All right, I'm going egg all day. I'll eat fried rice for a month, kid.
Yeah.
I'll eat shrimp fried rice for a month.
But I think I would get sick of potatoes if that was my only choice for a week. Where eggs, I'm going to get sick of them too, but
yeah,
it's going to take me longer because I can jazz them up so many different ways.
Yeah, you could do them so many. Every way you could do a different day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you open up easy with the scrambled. You know, then you go with the over mediums. Mm-hmm. Then you come in with the hard boiled. Then you come in with the poach. You know what I mean? There's so many options.
Absolutely.
Also, your last day, you could do the eggs hidden. You know, I love my eggs hidden.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Mitch Hedberg.
Like Eastern.
He said, I went to a breakfast restaurant. The lady asked, how are my eggs? I said, hidden. The first time I heard about Morty's, I went out with the staff, and we all went to go eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to Carrie C., and the lady asked how one of my eggs, and I said, hidden. And she fucking died, bro. And I was like, I wish that was my joke, but it's not, Carrie.
This is one of those real, real questions. Would you rather be your height and unable to grow hair anywhere on your body, or look exactly like you do now and be 4'9"?
Any height?
No. Would you rather be your height, your current height, and unable to grow hair anywhere in your body, or look exactly like you do now and be 4'9"?
I'll be no hair me, bro.
So you'd be slick, no eyebrows, nothing.
Yeah, can I draw them on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's nothing against that. You can draw them on.
Listen, plenty of ladies are drawing their shit on these days. You know, I see women drawing on. Mm-hmm. They're drawing on the eyebrows. They're drawing on the mustaches. They're drawing on all the hair places for hair. Women that they shave it. I'll draw my eyebrows on and be my same height.
All right. I like it. Plus, you can get tattooed up now, and you can just live in that tattoo community.
And they tattoo the makeup and all that too.
Mm-hmm.
On.
Okay. Would you rather have Eugene Levy's eyebrows or Stephen Colbert's ear?
I don't know what Eugene Levy's eyebrows look like.
You ever watch, what's that show that's real big now? Fuck. Anyway, they look like caterpillars stuck to his.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I'll go with the ear.
Stephen Colbert's ear? It's kind of his thing.
Yeah, I'll go with the ear. The one fucked up ear.
What's up with that ear anyway? Have you ever seen like a close-up of it?
I think that's because he keeps his ear to the ground, and sometimes it gets run over and stuff and it rocks. That was a stretch.
Would you rather fight a vampire or a werewolf?
I'll wear a vampire. I think I'll be better off protecting my neck overall than I could by everything, because a werewolf's going to get you no matter what. You know, the vampire, I'm definitely going vampire. After watching Blade, after watching Wesley Snipes' mow through vampires, I'm like, okay, let's do that.
I mean, you can prepare yourself with other things like a cross and things like that. I think werewolf, you just, you know, you have to have a silver bullet and you got to hit him just right. Otherwise,
yeah,
he's a rip your arms off.
And that ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. No one's a good shot, especially under pressure like that, right? Especially if it's a one-off. If I have a whole full clip, you know, if I got a 60-round mag here on this fucking MX4,
mm-hmm,
then maybe I can rip this kid up.
Yeah.
But most likely I'm going to be sitting around with my fucking, with a Glock, sitting my thumb in my ass, popping off one shot at a time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather have sex with a vampire or a werewolf?
Probably a werewolf. They're probably more gangster. They're probably way more into it.
That's what I'm thinking. She's going to be more like wild.
Just want to, But you also have that kink side of the whole vampire thing too.
I mean, they're very sexy, the female vampires, when you see them. But I just think they're going to be like cold to the touch.
So yeah,
like,
good point.
All right, last question. Cartel or mafia?
Oh, I'll tell you, the cartel seems to be the way to go now. There, you know, you're more expendable, but when you're high up, when you start getting up in ranks, you're doing well. You know, I feel like there's more love for the mafia foot soldier for the upper, you know, for the upper management, as opposed to like the cartel where you're much, much more expendable and you'll just get killed off real quick. Mm-hmm. But also the blatant, just like the blatant disrespect and the fact that the government of Mexico can't take these dudes down. Like, we could take down our mobsters, and we do.
Yeah.
And we have for decades. But I think I'm going to have to go cartel on this one.
I agree. I mean, just the money alone. I mean, if you're a cartel leader, you're living in a mansion with a staircase made of gold. Like, if you're the head of a mafia, you're like, oh, I live in a $450,000 house in, you know, in Jersey. It's like, who doesn't, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the median house is like 400 here.
Right, right. So,
yeah, no, right. I think I like that. I think I'm going, I'm definitely going to go with the cartel.
You got to. I agree. Plus, if you get arrested, you're just like, I'll build my own prison, put myself in there.
I'm good. Like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good.
All right, brother. This has been a good round. Everybody knows you much better.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Good idea today.
Yeah, yeah. This is a good little fun game to play. Everybody, go to YouTube right now.
Please.
And subscribe. It's it's fucking, we need you. There's cool shit on there. It's just people don't know to go there. I don't know why. You know what?
GunsBlazingPod.com.
I want to challenge everybody who listens to this pod. Try to get two people that you know that you think will like this show that haven't listened to it yet. Get them to try it out. Pick your favorite episode. You think, oh, that was their best episode. Share it with them and say, you know what? Just give it 15 minutes.
Give it 15.
And
the old 15. I think
you'll like it. Because if you can get two of your friends to listen to this on a regular basis, that triples the listeners.
Yep.
And now here we go. All right?
Here we go. Yes, sir. Love you, buddy.
Love you.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.